With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Labor Department issues a lower-than-expected jobs report.
While a slight increase is better than a loss, U.S. employers added just 22,000 jobs last month, less than the 80,000 expected by economists and down from the 79,000 recorded in July. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.3%. The figures reflect a loss in momentum for the U.S. job market, partly because of lingering effects of 11 interest rate hikes by the Fed during the latter 2 years of the Biden administration, and partly due to uncertainties connected with President Trump's tariffs that have left managers reluctant to hire. George Williams, Washington.
U.S. immigration officials say some 475 people were detained during an immigration raid at a sprawling Georgia site where South Korean auto company Hyundai manufactures electric vehicles. That billion-dollar plant is west of Savannah.
Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Schrank, said that the majority of the people detained were from South Korea.
This operation underscores our commitment to protecting jobs for Georgians and Americans, ensuring a level playing field for businesses that comply with the law.
He said the detained workers were part of a network of subcontractors and that the employees worked for a variety of different companies on the site. Hyundai Motor Group is South Korea's biggest automaker and began making electric vehicles a year ago at the $7.6 billion plant. It employs about 1,200 people. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A South Korean foreign ministry spokesperson described the number of detained South Koreans as large, though he did not provide an exact figure. No charges have been immediately announced. On Wall Street, stocks have been lower throughout today's session, the Dow dropping 211 points now, and the NASDAQ composite is down 25. This is SRN News. Young people are going to church.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that for the first time in decades, members of Generation Z and millennials are actually attending worship services in higher percentages than their elders. Both cohorts are going to church about twice a month on average, which is much more often than at any time since the two generations came on the scene. Barna says, quote, younger adults are showing spiritual curiosity and a desire for belonging. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that would let Texas residents sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for up to $100,000 has been passed by lawmakers and sent to the governor. It's the first legislation of its kind in any state. Supporters are hailing it as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being illegal in Texas. Lawmakers agreed to cap the award for most people at $10,000, with the other $90,000 to go to charity. This is SRN News. Police in Portugal say 11 of the 16 people killed when a streetcar derailed in the capital Lisbon were foreigners. Three British, two Canadians, two South Koreans, one American, one French, one Swiss, and one Ukrainian. The BBC's Jonathan Head says Thailand will be getting a new prime minister.
He's a very experienced political operator, but he only commands 69 seats out of that 500. So he's been working on a deal with the Progressive Party. Apparently they've got one. It's a pretty tough deal for him. They've insisted he must call an election within 4 months of taking office and that they won't support any legislation. In effect, he'll be a caretaker prime minister. He won't be called that. That's their condition for supporting him because they are ideological polar opposites. He's a staunch royalist. They're very progressive. So this is, in a sense, a deal coming together for a prime minister who simply looks after the shop until another election can be held.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.